Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaum moves to second. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaum moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Jeffries moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Jeffries scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Carraway goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground for a single. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tate for a passed ball. Seeds moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Simons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simons. Seeds scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Brown reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Caraway hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Com, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Porter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries bunts towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Tate reaches second base with a double. Jeffries goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Indians. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive to left field. Vosmick throws towards the plate. Sewell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Tate scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hudlin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simons for the out. Lyons moves to third. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kham hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-4 in the game. Fonseca is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to second. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calm scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Hudlin moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. Burnett scores. Seeds moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Garland Braxton now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Averill moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Averill scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 10-5, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 10-6, Indians. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Garland Braxton. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-5 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simons for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.